The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
WatchSalemMedia.com. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
If it's news about Christian faith or values, they won't carry it. We will. You can hear it on the Don Kroah Show. It's time for the Don Kroah Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Kroah Show.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. As an essential business during COVID-19, Passport is ready to meet your car buying or servicing needs and do it with complete safety and security from one of their 9 convenient locations. Whether it's a video walkthrough of a vehicle you're interested in or purchasing a vehicle either online or in the comfort and safety of your own home, check out the superb services waiting for you at PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. Hello there, folks, and welcome to this edition of the Don Kroah Show here on this Friday, headed into Memorial Day weekend. And, of course, we're here every day, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. And I often say it's no fun if you're not here. So glad you're with us. Hope you have a great weekend ahead. But right now I want to tell you something. On Friday, June 5th, 12 noon, as part of its Purposeful Leadership Speaker Series, Workforce Ministries is offering a special webinar virtual meeting via Zoom featuring my guest this hour, who will be sharing his perspective on how to navigate the current stressful and traumatic period that has been brought on by COVID-19, but also reviewing the phases of this worldwide transition and how leaders can embrace the situation and move forward in these trying times. Mr. Pat Gelsinger is my guest. He serves as CEO of VMware since, I believe, back in September of 2012, but he brings almost 40 years of technology and leadership experience to the helm of his company, much more to his credit as well, and he is a strong Christian believer. He preaches and teaches work-life balance in different settings, churches, businesses, international settings, and on shows like this one as well. So, Mr. Gelsinger, it's an honor to welcome you to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Well, it's my pleasure to join you, Don. And just to set it straight, my father is Mr. Gelsinger. So while he's on this earth, right, he's the mister, and I'll just be Pat.
I can relate to that. Even some of the younger folks here at the radio station want to call me Mr. Kroah, and I say, don't do that. My name is Don. That makes me feel old when you call me. I understand where you're coming from. Listen, this whole issue of leadership, obviously, we are in the throes right now of the need of great leadership. And we can argue if we're getting it. I think we are in some places, not others, but we'll leave that for other discussion more specific. In general, how would you define leadership?
Well, you know, obviously leadership, most people look at it, the person sitting in front. But I'd say, you know, it's easy to be standing in front of a parade when the party's going well, right? Leadership in times of crisis and difficulties, that's when leadership matters. That's when you truly see what a leader looks like. That's when you see the qualities where, and as I describe in this period of time, where you need to be empathetic, right? You know, you need to be transparent. You know, you don't know everything, but you're still taking responsibility. Communicate. You just can't do enough of it in this period of time. And finally, set a vision for the future, right? For lack of a vision, the people perish. And now's the time where they're looking for where are we going. And just, I'll say, the utter confidence that you exude to your teams that, yeah, we are going to get to the other side. I've been through tough times before, and we're going to get through this tough time, and we're going to do it together.
Now, I understand you have 5 leadership principles and also a leadership code. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I call it the 5 L's of leadership, and I give a leadership talk different settings. And, you know, the five L's, one is listen. You know, nobody cares how much you know until they know you care. And here it's really to listen. And God gave you two ears, one mouth. Use them in proportion. I also have a little funny phrase I use that's HIPPO, right? Highest paid person's opinion. And if I'm the senior person in the meeting and I start to pollute it with my opinion, everybody just sort of settles around my idea. You don't get any diversity of thought. So first, you have to listen. You know, second, you have to learn, right? You have to build a learning organization. I want to make new mistakes, right? Learn from everyone that you can around you. Build a learning organization and one that really embraces your failures, because you don't grow in times of success. You grow in times of failure, in times of challenge, right? Also that you link. And you know, I say one of my jobs as a leader is, I have two of my people, you guys got to work together. I got to bring you together. And if one of you is complaining about the other, get out of my office, go work with the other person and come back with a shared proposal, linking and bringing the teams together. Also that you lift. When stuff looks bad, your job as a leader is to be that person that is lifting the organization. One of the pastors out here said, I must be encouraged so I can be an encouragement. And when you walk into the building, the workplace, you join that virtual call, if your spirits are lifting those of everybody else's, they say, my leader knows more than I do, and they're looking more positive than I think it is. They must know more, and it must be better than I thought it was, lifting the organization. And finally, love. And here it may sound like a funny word to use in a busy business context, but just love your people, love your teams, love your companies. And if you can't just be truly and deeply committed to the success of the teams, the organizations, the families, the communities they represent, you're probably not in the right chair. Get out of it and get somebody in it who does exude that passion for their teams and organizations. So those are my quick five L's of leadership, and believe there's something in that for most any leader today. And we as a company, we've put in place what we call our leadership code. And for this, we have the things that we're good at. We call them our skills. The principles that we're going to operate the company by, our mindsets, and finally our values and culture of the company. And I sort of maybe putting a spiritual context to it, body, mind, and soul, and that totality of the business. And we talk about our leadership code, the values, the commitments that we have, and it really has become a powerful way to have the organization see that we're working for something greater than ourselves. And with about 30,000 employees, hey, I have a lot of people to be pointing in one direction on a global basis. And these leadership code and our core values have really guided us well as a company.
Final question. I wish we had much longer, but folks can hear you, as a matter of fact, in the virtual Zoom webinar, folks, coming up June 5th. I'll give you those details again in a moment. But talk about the great challenge for Christians, yourself a good example, strong Christian leaders, and bringing your Christian ethic and leadership style into the workplace that's often a very secular context. How do you address that?
Yeah, there's good and bad here. And with it, some of the good things are, I realize every day I'm walking in and Jesus Christ is my CEO. It's really nice. I get paid by my company. I get stock options and money. But, I'm working for the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you could take that perspective every day into the workplace, you could just have such a powerful platform where you get to look past the politics, the difficulties of the day, and just realize that your God's still on the throne every day, no matter what the difficulty might be, and particularly in periods of time. It's just empowering as a leader to do that. You also have the guidance of the scriptures, the Holy Spirit, the other mentors into your life. You have these sources of wisdom that you get to leverage in powerful ways. Of course, there's the challenges where it's a liberal, secular, diverse workforce, and I have to tread carefully on certain topics, and how I make my workplace just fine for people of other perspectives. And not that we see the same, but I have to make it that it is good for those other communities, those other faith perspectives, gender perspectives, And they all have to feel like, oh, yeah, I can honor him for his views as my leader and CEO. I might be different from him in faith perspectives, but he makes this place a team, an organization that I want to be part of. So it's an extra obligation that I need to carry every day. And, you know, I'm often asked as well, Don, you know, hey, you're a tech guy. You know, I got patents hanging on my wall. I helped to create microprocessors, helped to create USB and Wi-Fi, have, you know, participated in some of the greatest technology breakthroughs that people use every day. And you believe in that Bible? Isn't that like, you know, fairy tales? And just a couple of, you know, little points just to reinforce there that you might like. You know, would you believe it if I told you that 90% of the history's Nobel laureates were people of faith? And, right, that's almost 70% were of the Christian faith, right? It's like, you know, if I aspire to be like the Nobel laureates, that's a pretty good group of people to be part of. So, you know, thinking that faith and scientific reasoning are at odds with each other, I will just say is bogus. And over we see, you know, that where Scripture speaks on scientific matters, it's accurate, it's trustworthy, it's proven true over and over again. But the Scripture's not written as a science textbook. It's written as a love letter of redemption to mankind. And those who want to try to read it like a science textbook, well, you know, that's like trying to read the dictionary and calling it a thriller novel, right? It's not what it's written for, right? And when you put that perspective on it, but realize where it speaks accurately, and that science and archaeology has defended the foundations of the biblical truths over and over again on time. Boy, it is empowering, and I love to talk about it. At the same time, as a CEO, I need to be thoughtful in how I present those views to my constituents and more broadly.
Well, on that note, Pat, we have to break. I know there's a lot more that needs to be heard and said. And as a matter of fact, I hope this whets the appetite of you listeners to join Pat Gelsinger, CEO of VMware. And it's all going to be coming together on a free virtual Zoom webinar on Friday, June 5th at 12 noon. You can get registered, get the information, and get yourself registered. It's free at workforceministries.com.
Hey, what's going on, family? It's your nephew, Willie Moore Jr., and I want you to listen because it's time now for the Ministry Minute with Dr. Derek Greer. Flat out.
I was reminded recently of a time when I walked into the office and just felt like the whole world was on my shoulders. I was facing personnel problems, parking problems, budget problems, seating problems, traveling problems, zoning problems, scheduling conflict, deadlines, family members. The list goes on and on. On top of that, the roof was leaking. I stared out of my window for a moment just to collect myself. Then I thought to myself, at least I have a roof. At least I have a family. At least I can travel. At least I have a schedule. At least I have a church building. At least I have a budget. When I thought about it, I said to myself, at least I have a job. Colossians 3:15 says, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called into one body, and be thankful. It's funny, the moment I became thankful, peace followed. This is Dr. Derek Greer. For more, go to gracechurchva.org. And as always, live big.
Hi, it's Chuck with A-Action. This is a message of faith and hope. I've had my share of challenges. There were times I didn't know if I'd make it. I recall Matthew 6, where Jesus told his disciples, and who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? So don't worry about tomorrow, for God has his plan for all of us. Be thankful, fellow Christians, for we live in the greatest God-favored country there has ever been. Through God, I trust, will not only prevail, but thrive.
Since this whole quarantine thing started, we've gotten the chance to chat with around 2,000 of you radio listeners. And here's what we've heard. You wouldn't believe how many puzzles we've done. Who would have thought family driveway tennis could be so much fun? And I'm pretty sure I've watched over 100 episodes of Seinfeld. The other thing we've seen is families across the country doing major work on their homes. Dream basements, backyard makeovers, swimming pools, or shelves, and more shelves for organization. The home is officially a bigger deal than ever. And the cool thing is, for many of us, home values have gone up the last few years, meaning you could have equity sitting in your home that you could cash out to put in say the greatest driveway tennis court of all time. If that's you, our Faith and Family Mortgage team has a direct lender advantage, and we'd love to help. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melbourne, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total refinancing charges may be higher for life of loan.
Hello, this is Andrew Altman, founder of Best Buy Waterproofing. There's been a lot of rain here in the Maryland, Virginia area over the past 2 months, and there's more rain in the forecast. If you have issues in your home with basement moisture, mold and mildew, a crack in your wall, and water leaking into your home, I have a solution for you. My company, Best Buy Waterproofing, can fix your issue forever. We will give you a dry basement and get rid of the mold and mildew, moisture, and any issues related to water around the foundation of your home. Our work comes with a lifetime guarantee, and we are highly rated with the Better Business Bureau. Also know, during this unusual time, my team is fully functional and able to serve you with the highest level of safety for you and your family. Many hundreds of families have been served by Best Buy Waterproofing here in the Maryland and Virginia area. Let us help you too. Go to BestBuyWaterproofing.com or call us directly 24 hours a day, 844-980-3707.
Focus on your future and let Regent University help. Access your free social distancing scholarship to help you pursue your online degree and your goals. While times are uncertain, you can be certain of this. At Regent, you'll receive world-class support and exceptional instruction from a nationally ranked Christian university. Call 800-373-5504 and mention the social distancing scholarship. Hurry, this offer ends June 1st. Call 800-373-5504 now.
The following is a program that was heard earlier here on The Don Kroah Show and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. The Don Kroah Show on WAPA. You know, many of you at least, and certainly in Maryland, Tuesday, June 2nd, important day. Marylanders going to the polls for the state's 2020 presidential primary election. According to the Maryland State Board of Elections, it's going to be primarily a vote-by-mail election. They do say that those unable to do that can vote in person on Election Day at the particular vote center for your jurisdiction, wherever you may be living. Among those seeking your vote on the 2nd of June, my guest right now, Tim Fazenbaker. Tim is running for a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives to represent Maryland's District 2. Tim, thanks for joining me. Welcome.
Thank you, Don.
I'm very interested in your candidacy, but more than that, let's get into, for folks who don't know about you, tell us about yourself, your background. You're a Baltimore native. I believe you graduated from Towson. What else can you tell us about your life up to this point that's made you crazy? I mean, I was going to say crazy enough to run for Congress.
Yeah, I'm a former executive in the mental health care field, and I have five children, a military family. And I didn't want to get into politics until I noticed things happening on a local level that were kind of matching what we saw on the national level, and it was corrupt. And I started saying, I've had enough of all this stuff that's going on. So I took what I knew, which was basically that I cared, and I started going to meetings, and then all of a sudden, my message started to resonate and catch on. And it was all because I said, I want to put our kids first. I want our communities to come first. And that message really resonated. And then all of a sudden, the campaign kind of blew up to where it is right now. You know, there's a national movement here, and this seat is highly contested now. And it's possible, and I will say quite possible, that this seat will flip and we'll give back the House to the Republicans because of this seat right here in District 2.
That's an important point to make. In fact, or what was the California had a flip last week. So that's the kind of thing that I think gives a lot of hope to us because Virginia, Commonwealth, as you know, your neighbors over here, we have suffered from the stranglehold of the Democrats already just in the last couple of years since they've gained ascendancy and control for the first time in, what, 20, 25 years. We're paying a price for it, in my view.
Yeah, I never thought I would say that Maryland is the most conservative state in this region. But yeah. Unfortunately now, when Virginia went so far left, the government, not the people generally, but yep. it matched what was really going on in D.C. and in Baltimore. And we see here in Baltimore, in this region, you know, the corruption, the murders, the everything that you've been seeing on the news, it hurts us because we love Baltimore. We love this region. We love being close to D.C. and we're proud of this heritage. But all the bad stuff that goes on and everybody sees it, it's one of the first questions when I do like national media and they say, hey, is Baltimore as bad as it seems? And it is. And we want to fix that. And the people here have had enough. We've had 70 years of left-wing rule. You know, there's, in some spots, there's not one Republican elected to anything. This is the time that we can actually change things. And it doesn't matter about the party. I mean, it's all about the culture and fixing what's been going on. We can fix this, and we definitely will. I can't wait until we put this region back on the map for positive things.
Well, we all know the saying, ideas do matter. And, of course, you say if you want to look at what socialism really brings, your proud city is a case in point, right?
Yeah. I mean, 70 years. We saw when Elijah Cummings was alive, there was tons of money that was missing. Things have been worse. And that's why when we're in, you know, those regions, and I have parts of Baltimore in this district that I'll be representing, you know, I say to the people, you know, is life better? And they're like, no. I'm like, have you had enough? And they are saying yes, because they realize everything they've been voting for has been coming true, but it's been getting worse. So now it's a time to pivot and go in a different direction. Now, as everybody says, the definition of insanity is to continue doing the same thing and expecting a different result. It's time now that people are waking up and saying, we're going to try a different path.
Now, you've also been pushing something called American Kids First. You said at the outset that's a top priority for you, our kids, their futures. What is that all about?
Yeah, so my philosophy, and it kind of, even before Donald Trump came onto the scene with America First, it was always about having a strong foundation. And it starts with the children. So if we don't put our kids first, if we give our resources to, you know, illegals coming in here over our own children, that's immoral. That's setting us up for disaster in the future. So you have to take care of your own. And then if you can take care of your own kids and your own family, you can take care of your neighbors, your block, your community, your city, and your state and your country. So I've always said what we need to do in order to flip a lot of things, say like in the city of Baltimore, is we need to really invest in the children, because once those children grow up and they are a good, productive, you know, member of society, then businesses want to come back into these places. But they're not going to want to come back in unless you have an educated workforce that's productive and that they can rely on in somewhere that's safe. And we don't see that in a lot of these liberal-run cities. We don't see it really anywhere, because liberalism, socialism leads into this path that we see across this nation, where these cities are in bad shape. And it's time we're going to fix this.
Talking with Tim Fazenbaker, and that's his website, his name, Tim, FazenBaker.com. You can check it out further. Talk about some of the other important issues. I mean, I know you're strong on Second Amendment rights. Obviously, you're have a military family. You're part of a military family. So I've often said that I think our veterans have, for too many years, for too long, gotten the short stick, so to speak, and been shortchanged in a lot of ways. What are some of the areas of that sort that you're going to be dealing with if you get the chance to do it?
Yes, I'm very proud to say that I've been endorsed by Veterans for Donald Trump. And I'm a non-veteran, but I come from a military family, and I'm the first non-veteran to receive that endorsement from them. And that's because I've done so much to put our veterans first. Just like I was saying about our kids, we need to take care of kids, veterans, our elderly, disabled, those really in need. And down here, we're in District 2, in the heart of it, we have Fort Howard, and we used to have a medical center for veterans, and it's one of two hospitals not going back to veterans. It's going to private use. The other one happens to be in California. So, you know, I've been pushing long and hard to say we need to give back these resources to our veterans and not have corporate welfare coming in and benefiting off of this stuff. Let's take care of our own first. And people notice that, and we continue to fight for it. So the veterans are a major factor in what I want to do, because this is a historic area. Obviously, the War of 1812, the Revolutionary War, we need to do what's right for the veterans as well. Also, another thing is here, the congressional people will not work with President Trump. And I've said most of the country prior to this pandemic, they were thriving better than this region because they wouldn't work with President Trump. They couldn't bring back the resources needed because they refused to. So I'll work with President Trump. I'll work with any president to make sure that it's all about bringing back what's needed for the people here in the right way, like another major steel plant like we used to have with Bethlehem Steel, which is now gone. But we see other places around the nation that are doing well, and their steel production is going up. Unfortunately, it's not here. So those are some major factors that are going on in this region.
Talk about the Kerwin bill. What's that?
Yeah. So the Kerwin bill is a $40 billion, yes, $40 billion with a B, tax increase based around the emotional aspect of our schools. Now, 18 years ago, we had something similar where they raised taxes, and our school systems actually were the only one in the country that went backwards with results. So now they want $40 billion. And they passed this bill, including some of the Republican senators in this state, to funnel all this money basically into teachers' unions and executives and these types of things. We all know that there, you have major cities like Baltimore, which is, I believe, the third most funded school system in the entire country, and their results are terrible. It's not the money. What it is we have to have a proper system in place where we teach constructive thinking and critical thinking. You know, I have a lot of teachers that work on our team, and they tell me the struggles that they have. Throwing money into this is not the solution. It's actually changing the entire culture and going back to the American kids first. It's starting at the basic level of fundamentally changing what's been going on. So that was unbelievable that they passed that. Luckily, the governor did veto it, but they could override this in the upcoming months. So it's a hot topic here, and especially with the pandemic going on and people out of work, it's unbelievable that they would pass something like this.
I know you're strongly concerned about any federal money being used for abortions. You want to elaborate on your position there?
Yeah. I always say people, just about everybody can agree that infanticide or late-term abortions are wrong, and they can agree that they don't want to pay for something they don't believe in. So to force somebody to pay, you know, through taxes or whatever for abortions is just wrong all across the board as well. Here in Maryland, they passed their state budget, which also allows for state-funded and taxpayer-funded abortions. And all people, including most Republicans, all but eight, actually voted for this. It's unbelievable. So regardless of where you stand on abortion, and I'm pro-life, regardless of where you stand on it, it's how can you force other people to pay for something that they morally think is wrong? And that has to change, and that's why I'm glad that I was able to bring that to a lot of people's attentions, because they never would have realized what actually was happening behind the scenes.
Well, keep up the good work, my friend. I know there's a lot more we could talk about. I'm going to encourage folks to check out your website as well.
That sounds great, Don. And as always, American kids first.
Tim Fazenbaker, candidate for the U.S. House to represent Maryland's 2nd District. You can check his website out at his name, Tim Fazen, FazenBaker.com. Stay with us. We have more here on The Don Kroah Show.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the voice of the Martyrs Radio. The year was 1415, when the Bohemian pastor John Huss was led from a dark prison cell and chained to a stake. He was condemned for the crime of calling out injustice within the established religious system and for holding to biblical truth. As the fire was lit around him, Huss prayed, "Lord Jesus Christ, it is for the sake of the gospel and the preaching of the word that I undergo with patience and humility this terrifying and cruel death. Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon me." Huss was faithful to his dying breath. May we too value the truth of Scripture above all else.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence,
nor will I let them serve alone.
To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians,
go to vomradio.net.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is Dennis Prager and my friends. They're at it again. The left is doing its best to silence ideas it doesn't like. Hollywood does not want you to see my film, No Safe Spaces, which is why you won't see it on Netflix or Amazon Prime. But now you can watch No Safe Spaces for a limited time at nosafespaces.com. It's time to fight back and protect freedom in America. See No Safe Spaces. It is a great film starring me and Adam Carolla. Go to nosafespaces.com.
WAVA-FM is heard on HD Radio at 105.1 FM HD1 or on iHeart. Tune in and now on radio.com.
Let's welcome Jeremy Camp.
Hope comes home with I Still Believe. You can download it now at WatchSalemMedia.com. From the creators of I Can Only Imagine comes the uplifting true life story of Christian music megastar Jeremy Camp.
I'm supposed to be with her. I can't explain it. I just know that.
Jeremy's hope and faith are put to the test when tragedy strikes.
You're going to be healed.
What if I'm not supposed to be healed?
Don't say that.
I Still Believe is an incredible story of musical stardom, the heights of love, the depths of loss, and the healing power of the human spirit. One love can change your life.
You chose willingly to walk into the fire with her. That's what love is.
Witness the true story of Christian music star Jeremy Camp and his journey of love and loss that looks to prove there is always hope. Starring KJ Apa, Britt Robertson, Gary Sinise, and Shania Twain. Own I Still Believe on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital now from Lionsgate at WatchSalemMedia.com. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
NAPA cares about the communities across America they're a part of. That's why for those of you still having to get out there, NAPA Auto Parts, Auto Care Centers, and NAPA Online are ready to help you get where you need. That's NAPA know-how.
Tonight, cloudy with a couple of showers and a low 63. Tomorrow, cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm around and a high of 82. Tomorrow night, a stray shower in the evening. Otherwise, low clouds with a low 62. Sunday, clouds and breaks of sun with a high 72. And Monday, clouds yielding to some sun with a high 77. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Gregory Patrick.
Hey, folks, we're in the last leg, the last lap, whatever metaphor works, of our campaign with American Leprosy Mission. Our goal, 1,000 children to be given the cure for leprosy, 958 provided for so far because of your generosity. 42 more children to go. Tom and Lorton, thank you, my friend, for that $40 gift. Fred in Temple Hills, $100 gift. Charles in Fairfax, $30 gift. And again, just 42 more to go. If four of you right now could give a one-time gift of $300 for 10 kids, that would end the campaign right there. Put it up over the top, actually. Eight of you doing half of that, $150 for five children. 14 of you who could give a $90 gift for three children each, that will get us where we need to be. Or 21 of you giving $60. Just 21 people right now giving $60 for two kids each will get us where we need to be. But I have no doubt we're going to get there. Thank you for going to the phone right now, going on web and making your gift. The following program is sponsored by American Leprosy Mission and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
I have struggled my whole life. Everyone hates me and discriminates against me. They won't let me touch anything. I can't use the water pump. I can't touch the food utensils. And I am living in this cave beside the animals. It is a very bad situation for me, but I don't have any other options.
I don't have any other options. That's it. Talk about a fate that is irreversible unless somebody steps in. As we've said so often through this whole campaign up until this moment, Scott, we're all anxiously looking for an end to what we're going through as a nation right now. But we know, as you've said, it's going to end. We don't know when. Mm-hmm. We don't know exactly how, but we do know it's not permanent. This woman has no hope. There's no recourse for her. There's no, well, maybe next month it'll be better.
No, that's exactly right. And it's funny when I hear them say those things that I've heard in person again and again and again. It takes me back far and far away from geographically from where we are. And in other ways, far from where we are also, because we don't think like that. We don't think it's even possible. You hear leprosy and you think it's a biblical thing from, you know, biblical days. And what I think the main phrase we hear again and again, when you say leprosy still exists, is you hear, I thought that was eradicated years ago. No, it's not eradicated. Leprosy still exists. Fortunately, we're past phase one on the human trial, the clinical trials on a vaccine. Everybody talking vaccines these days, vaccine for leprosy. But there is a cure for leprosy. So while we can't prevent leprosy yet, we can cure it wherever we find someone with leprosy. And it's cheap. $30 provides a cure for one, $90 for three, $300 for 10, $750 for 25. How many will you provide the cure for today? You've been hearing about it and thinking about it and talking about it and maybe praying about it. But at some point, you know, doesn't it really have to become real? You know, I talk about being a Facebook friend or a real friend. Now, let me preface this story by just telling you, this girl was just a friend, was always only just a friend. So lest you think there was some nefarious thoughts on my part, not so. It's Friday night. I'm a sophomore or junior in college, and I'm in my apartment alone on a Friday night. My phone rings. It's raining outside. My phone rings. It's a girl I grew up with that I've known since she was a little girl named Stacy. And Stacy is crying. And she says, I had a flat tire. And she told me where she was. She said, I walked to the convenience store, and I don't know what to do. And I said, okay, just first of all, it's really, that's the saddest part of the story. The saddest part of the story is I was home on a Friday night alone while I was in college. But I digress. No, but Stacy said, I don't know what to do. I said, okay, stay where there are a lot of people. Don't worry about it. I'm going to come get your keys, and I'm going to go up to the freeway, and I'm going to take care of it. So I went over there, and I got her keys, and I said, just stay right here. I told the clerk there, I said, listen, she's going to be fine here. Don't worry. And is she good? Yeah, she's good. So I went up there, changed her tire. Went back down in my car, picked her up, took her back to get in her car. She drove away. That was that. I say all that not to say, look at what a good guy I am, but because, you know what? That was a real friend. That wasn't a Facebook friend. That is what real friends do. And we are giving you that chance today to be a real friend. Yeah. To say, to not just change your avatar, you know, or change your the splash picture or whatever it's called on your thing. That's not enough. We want you to be a real friend and to come to their rescue. And so I hope you'll pray about it. And I hope you'll pray about how much to do. It's so easy to do. It's ours to do. $300 provides a cure to 10. $600 provides a cure to 20. It is the way to be Jesus with skin on today. To be a conduit through which God's blessings flow. They don't flow just to us, and we sort of pool them just for ourselves, but they flow through us because we know that if we will, God will continue to send blessings to us if we will allow those blessings to flow through us. I really believe that. I have witnessed that. I know it to be true. I know that if God will continue to send blessings to us, if we will allow those blessings to flow through us. So call right now, toll free, 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980, and click on the banner. If you'd rather do it that way, just click on the banner really easy at wava.com.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks finished the pre-holiday weekend session narrowly mixed, but still posted solid gains for the week, thanks in part to optimism about businesses reopening in many states. President Donald Trump said Thursday he wouldn't move to shut down the U.S. economy to stem the spread of a potential second wave of COVID-19. Today, the Dow Industrials dipped 9 points. The S&P 500, though, rose 7. The NASDAQ Composite was up 39. The New York Auto Show, previously scheduled for early April but pushed back to August amid the pandemic, has now been canceled for this year. Organizers say they instead begin looking to next year's show, which has been slated for April 2nd to 11th, 2021, at the Javits Convention Center. Universal Orlando could open to the public 2 weeks from today. The phased reopening would start June 1st, with employees reporting to test the park's adjustments to coronavirus. Select guests would be allowed in with the public opening then on June 5th. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Folks, I've been encouraging you to make sure you see the number one box office documentary of 2019 called No Safe Spaces. And if you're concerned about what's happening on our college and university campuses all across the country these days, as our First Amendment right to free speech is under attack as never before, then it's a film you need to see now. No Safe Spaces, a very sobering reminder that no matter who you are, if you think or say anything that the radical left doesn't like, I mean on social media, at work, or even in your place of worship, they're apt to come and try to shut you down. Now, the film features Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla, also several others from both the right and the left who agree on at least this point, America really has become a dangerous place to speak your mind and share ideas. Get your copy now, nosafespaces.com, but be sure you use the discount code SAVE25 to save 25% on the cost of the film. That's No Safe Spaces, discount code SAVE25.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
I am very depressed and I don't want to live. If I could die, that would be the best thing for me.
Can you imagine living with that kind of bleak outlook? And understandable. I mean, this is not a disease that comes for a few months and then is, you know, take a few pills and it goes away, Scott. This is with you for the rest of your life unless somebody intervenes. And that's what our listeners are doing right now.
It is. I mean, when you provide the cure for leprosy, well, first of all, we can arrest leprosy, stop leprosy at the moment we find it. So maybe it's done some damage, but not much damage. Then it can stop right there. If it's done almost no damage at all, but it's part of their blood work, you know, like if you had this COVID-19 right now, but you didn't know, if you do a test and you found out you had it, then you could cure it right then. That's what we're talking about. So there are some people that it may take years before they present in a way that would be obvious to the casual observer. But for those who know what they're looking for, we certainly can find that you have the certain signals that a person has leprosy. And when we find that through going from village to village to village, we simply make sure that they're tested. If they have leprosy, the cure for leprosy is administered. It is either a six-month multi-drug treatment or a one-year multi-drug treatment. And today, you can provide that. Amazingly, $30 delivers the cure to one child. $90 delivers the cure to three. $300 delivers the cure to 10. And we have a big mountain to climb this half hour. Our goal this half hour was $2,250. Now, that is providing the cure to 75 children in one half hour. So we're shy of that. I mean, we're 1,700 and, let's see, I'm not really good. My math is not so great. $1,775 away. We're $1,775 away from providing the cure. And so we're waiting on your phone call right now. Toll free, 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980.
When did you first actually see and experience firsthand on the scene, so to speak, or on the field, what we're talking about in the abstract here for those who've never been to these countries? Of all the traveling I've done, I've not run into this particular disease, but you have.
Yeah, I would have to ask Lauren, but I think it was probably 5 or 6 years ago, maybe 7, in Ghana. And that's the first place I saw leprosy. I couldn't believe it. It was one of those things where, you know, if you see something, you don't know whether to look away, but you don't want somebody to feel bad, so you don't look away, but you look, but you don't want to have a look on your face like I'm looking, but I'm trying to act like I'm not wanting to look away. It was such a shock to see someone suffering from something that that you thought was gone, long gone from human existence. Just to meet girls who, even teenage girls, who their fingers have been gnarled. They have a claw-like appearance in their fingers. That they cry because they're made fun of at school. They're made fun of with other children because they have leprosy. They're forced to live away from their family. They can't live with the family. They can't live in the village. I mean, it's just, think about that. That happens to somebody and they're 16 years old.
Yeah.
For the rest of their life, they will have to be alone like that. And so, today, you can come alongside and really be a hero just by reaching out and saying, I'll do something. And again, maybe you've always given, and for whatever reason, with all this stuff going on, you literally cannot give this year. That's okay. I would ask that you pray real hard that someone else will come along and pick up what you did the last couple of years and maybe do their own for the first time. Maybe they've never given before. This is an opportunity for somebody else. You know, we don't always have to be the ones that do everything. But, you know, the work still needs to be done. So if you've never done it before, this is a great opportunity. Because the need, although the need is always great, at a time when there are some people here that can't participate, the need is even greater. You're even a bigger hero when you can come alongside right now and say, I want to be a part of it. So don't put it off. Really, don't miss the blessing. We're blessed to bless. And if you don't do it, you're going to miss the blessing. And I hope you don't miss the blessing. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. Or click on the banner at WAVA.com.
I know many of you live by the Word of God. That's your goal, to live according to the Word of God. You take seriously what Scripture says. And if you're like me, you even take even more seriously the words that came out of our own Lord's mouth and lips. In other words, Paul said all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. God breathed and is profitable, et cetera, et cetera. But when I stop and think about what Jesus said, for example, about giving, I say that to lead to this brief quote. He said to the effect, there's no one who gives a cup of cold water in the name of a prophet without receiving his reward. Or he puts it in the positive, verily, verily, truly, truly, as honestly as I can say it to you, he's saying, he shall receive his reward. A cup of cold water in the name of a prophet, it will receive it. In other words, God looks at what we can do and not what we can't. And then he judges accordingly. He rewards accordingly. And I'm thinking of the widow's mite. We all know that story very well. She couldn't give more than a half a cent, but the difference was she gave all that she had. And Jesus said she's given, with that little gift, she's given more than all the wealthy who stood there pouring their money in out of their money bags with great ostentation, great display. And as a matter of fact, he said in other places, when they give that way, they've gotten their reward. But here we are, 2,000 years later, talking about that unnamed woman who gave what we call the widow's mite. God, in other words, pays attention to what we do with what we have, not what we don't have. And that's why we're encouraging you. If you can only give Well, you might say, Don, I can't even give $30. Maybe you can give $10 a month for the next 12 months. You know what that is? That's what? $120?
$120, yeah.
So, I mean, that's four kids right there. That's four children with $10 a month. So we have to go to this break, but a perfect time for you to go to the phone, make your investment, your cup of cold water, if you will, whether that's $10 a month for 12 months or $20 or $30 a month for 12 months, 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. Online, our website's all set up, WAVA.com. Click on the American Leprosy Missions banner or just enter the keyword HEAL.
Since COVID-19, our customers have become concerned about indoor air quality. We install an ion generator in your heating and AC system, which removes the hydrogen molecules from bacteria, mold, and viruses. Without hydrogen, molecules die, leaving your home sanitized and fresh. This technology has been used for years. WAVA discounted price, $849, includes a free AC tune-up. Action, 703-922-1900.
Hear 105.1 FM WAVA wherever you are on our mobile app or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tom, heard here on WAVA on Saturdays and Sundays on Discover Hope Today. During uncertain and precarious times, we all need hope. 1 Peter 1:13 urges us, "Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Yes, life is filled with disappointment and danger. The spread of this deadly virus is just another, albeit extreme, example. If the media and recent events have unsettled you, fix all your hope on that future day when Christ is revealed in glory. Our hope in Jesus is strong and sure. Hebrews 6:19 tells us this hope we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast. Our hope is not wishful thinking, but guaranteed by God. His future grace is what we anticipate. We hope for a bunch of undeserved blessings when He comes in glory. Fix your mind and your hope right there.
105.1 FM, WAVA.
No one wants to buy their goods.
They're pulled away from everything that makes them human and dignified.
In many cases, the health workers are unable to be able to help them. If we don't help them, no one else would help them.
That's it, Scott. We are the really the only hope that many of them have.
No, it's true. I think if we don't help them, who will help them? I mean, the world's not going to do it. There's not going to be this. I know the world is a real, surreal churchy thing to say, but it's true. I mean, the folks of the world, the glitterati, are never going to do a telethon for those that are suffering from leprosy. It's not going to happen, ever. And so if we don't do it, it's not going to be done. I like to say it's an inside job. This is ours to do. It's an inside job. If we don't do it, it's not going to be done. And so this is the time to step up and to say, I'm going to be a part of it today. I'm not going to think about it too much. I'm not going to suffer the paralysis of analysis. I'm going to just do it. The Lord has blessed me, and I know He's blessed me so that I might bless others. The blessings are intended to flow through me, not to me. And I want to be faithful to that. That's the only way I can be Jesus with skin on, is if I will make love a verb today. And I will deliver not just the cure for leprosy, but the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is so much more important than even curing such a dreaded disease. But today, leprosy exists. There is a cure for leprosy, and it's completely within our reach to be able to deliver that cure. $90 cures 3 of leprosy. $600 cures 20. $900 cures 30. $300 cures 10. Just call the number now, 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. Or just click on the banner when you go to WAVA.com.
Let's do it together, folks. Let's save as many children's lives as we possibly can. Making a difference, one child at a time, five children at a time. As we've said, if you want to do it over 12 months, A $10 a month gift will be $120, curing four. You can do the math. Some of you perhaps say, I'd love to do 1,000 kids. I can't. How about one a month for 12 months? 800-979-1980. Thank you for doing something right now. WAVA.com. Enter the keyword HEAL.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com. 703-922-1900.
Free inspiration and encouragement every morning, noon, and night, sent directly to your inbox. Sign up for free devotionals at crosswalk.com. Crosswalk.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life change.